Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tes Mishnah Beis and Parak Tes Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is going forward. Now we're going to be discussing the halachos of beer, like we learned until now. Generally speaking, during the seventh year, the year of Shemitah, you're allowed to take food from your own field, from any field. All of the produce and all of the crops throughout the land of Eretz Yisrael is considered to be Hefker, is considered to be completely and totally ownerless. That is until, like we learned before, until a particular crop or produce is no longer available in the field to the animals. At that particular point in time, we say the Zman Bior has arrived, the time when you have to take it out of your home. You can no longer have such food as long as it's no longer available to the animals in the field. Our mission now is going to be discussing the various areas and regions of Eretz Yisrael. And for example, let's say there's a certain crop that's available where I am, but not in a different part of Eretz Yisrael. Or it's not available where I am, but it's available somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to discuss the various regions and provinces of Eretz Yisrael with regard to the halacha of Bior. Says the Mishnah, Shalosh Aratzos LaBior. There are three areas, three regions in Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Bior. Yehuda ve'Ever Hayardin ve'Hagalil. There's Yehuda, which is the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. There's the Ever Hayardin, which is the western part of the side of the Jordan River, which is in the center of Eretz Yisrael. And then there's the Galil, which is in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. V'shalosh aratzos l'chol achas v'achas, and each one of these sections, Yehuda, Ever Hayardin, and the Galil, are each divided, subdivided into three regions, three sections in and of themselves. First section is the Galil. How are we going to divide this Galil, this northern part of Eretz Yisrael? Number one is Galil Ha'elyon, v'Galil Ha'tachton, v'Ha'emek. There's the Galil Ha'elyon, the upper Galilee, there's the Galil Ha'tachton, the lower Galilee, and there's the Emek, there is the valley. How do we separate those areas? So Mikfar Chananya u'lemalon, from the mountainous region of Chananya and north of that, Kol she'eino megadel shikmin, says the Mishnah, any area where they're not able to plant sycamore trees, because in that upper Galilee, it's a very mountainous, and it's too mountainous to plant many produce, many crops there. The Galil Ha'elyon, that northern part, is the upper Galilee. Upper Galil, umikfar Chananya ulemata, but from Kfar Chananya, from the mountains of Chananya and low and south, kol shehu megadel shikmin, where they are able to grow sycamore, because it's flat, and they are able to grow the sycamore trees there, Galil HaTachton, and that's considered to be the lower Galilee. Utechum Tiberia, and the area of Tiberia, of Tiberias, where the Rambam is buried, certainly not in the time of the Mishnah, but Utechum Tiberia, the area of Tiberia, is considered to be Ha'emek, is considered to be the valley. So that's the Galilee, and the three sections that we divide the Galilee into. Uvi Yehuda, but now we're discussing Yehuda, the second section of Eretz Yisrael. Hahar, Hashfela, v'Ha'emek. There are three sections when it comes to Yehuda. There's the mountainous section, the Har, there's the Shvela, the lower section, and there is the Emek, and there is the valley. So Yehuda is also divided into three sections. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss the three sections of Ever Hayarden, the west side of the Jordan River, in the center of Eretz Yisrael. Ushfelas Lod kishfelas Hadarum, says the Mishnah. The lower part of Lod, which is the lower part of the west side of the Yarden area, the center of Eretz Yisrael, is kishfelas Hadarum, is just like the lower, the southern part of Yehuda. So if there's a particular type of produce that exists, that is growing in the lower part of Lod, in the Shvelas Lod, then presumably it's also available in Shvelas Hadarum, in the lower section of Yehuda, like we just said, in the Shvela section. If it's not available in the Shvelas Lod, then it's not available in the Shvelas Hadarum as well. And we have to assume that the Zman Bir has arrived. V'ha'har shelok ha'har ha'melech. And the mountainous area of the center of Eretz Yisrael, the west side of the Jordan River area, the Ever Hayardin area, Kahar HaMelech, is just like the mountainous area of the Yehuda area, like we said, the Har section, the first section of Yehuda. So in these sections, we're sort of, when it comes to the Ever Hayardin area, it really is dependent on the Yehuda area. The mountainous Yehuda area is whatever is available there, we assume is available in the mountainous Jordan, Ever Hayardin area. Whatever is available in the lower Yehuda area is also presumably available in the lower Ever HaYarden area. So we've discussed the two areas of Eiver HaYardin. Now we're discussing the final area of Eiver HaYardin. Mibeis Choron Ve'ad Hayam. From Beis Choron until the Mediterranean Sea. Medina Achas is considered to be its own area when it comes to beer, and therefore it's not dependent on any other area. It's only dependent on its own area. If a certain type of crop, if you live there and it's available, then you're allowed to keep it in your home. And when it's not available, then Mizman Beer Harad, then you must get rid of it from your home. Now we're continuing, similar discussion on Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Continuing, Velama Amru Shalosh Aratzos asks the Mishnah, why is it that we said Shalosh Aratzos, three sections, there are three lands when it comes to beer? Shi Ochlin B'cholachas V'achas Achi Chala Acharon Sheba, says the Mishnah, because presumably you're allowed the Zman beer for each individual section. For the Yehuda, for Eiver HaYarden, and for the Galil, is all dependent upon that. So if you live in Galil, then you have until or the entire Galil is gone of that produce for this Zman Beer to come. If you live in Yehuda, you're allowed to have the item in your home until the crop is no longer available in all of Yehuda, and so on and so forth. Says the Mishnah, the reason why it specifies three lands is because these three regions are considered separate entities when it comes to beer. That you have to wait for the item, is as long as it's somewhere in that region, then you're allowed to still eat it. If it's no longer anywhere in that region, then you're no longer allowed to eat it. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Lo Amru Shalosh Aratzos Ella B'Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we don't pass him like this. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that that the only time when it's three distinct areas is when it comes to Yehuda. The three areas, the Har, the Shvil, and the Emek, those are three independent individual sections when it comes to beer. However, says the Mishnah, Ella B'Yehuda, Ushar Kol Ha'aratus Kahar HaMelech. But everything else, the Galil, the Eiver HaYarden area, and so on, those are all considered to be like the Har HaMelech, like the mountainous area, which has a lot of produce. The mountainous area, generally speaking, have the most produce, or the last places to lose the produce. And we're assuming that by most of Eretz Yisrael, as long as it's somewhere still in the mountainous regions, then the produce is still there, and the Zman Beer has yet to come. But it's only the Yehuda section where we assume that each section is independent when it comes to beer. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, V'chol ha'aratzus ka'achas lazesim v'latimarim, that all of the lands are the same, all of Eretz Yisrael is the same when it comes to olives and dates. As long as olives or dates appear anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, no matter where they are, the halacha is the Zman Beer has yet to come. Once there's not one olive growing anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, it's not available to the animals anywhere, then the Zman Beer has come, and you have to get rid of it from your home. Quick review, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis, divided Eretz Yisrael force when it comes to beer, into the Yehuda, the Eiver HaYarden, the Galil, the north, the center, and the Yehuda's in the south, the Eiver HaYarden's in the center, and the Galil is in the north, and then we subdivided those as well into three categories as well. But for the purposes of beer, it's just important for us to know that as long as, at least according to the first opinion in the Parashat Mishnah Gimel, as long as the produce still exists, is still growing somewhere in the Eiver HaYarden area, somewhere in the Galil area, then presumably, or somewhere in the Yehuda area, then presumably you can still have it in your home. The Zman Beer has yet to come. And that's Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. I want to know, why did we split it up into three areas? So we said that presumably, according to Tanna Kamma, each section of Eretz Yisrael is considered to be its own entity. As long as it still exists somewhere in that area, then you can still keep it, you can still eat it in your home. Rabbi Shimon disagreed and said, no, they're really only Yehuda is separate, divided into three categories, and therefore you have to split that area into three, but if you live anywhere else, then it's really just the latest time. We assume it's all mountainous, it's all part of the same area, and you can, as long as it's somewhere in that region, you can assume the Zman Beer has yet to come. And the Mishnah just concluded by saying that when it comes to all of Eretz Yisrael, as long as when it comes to Zesim, when it comes to olives and Tamarim and the dates, as long as there are dates or olives lives somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, then you can assume that the Zman Beer, the time of getting rid of the various crops, have yet to arrive. Have a great day.